upon a time, there lived a king and a queen in a faraway kingdom. For many years, they had no children. Then, to their joy, the queen gave birth to a little girl.
Our little daughter is so beautiful. She has the delicate features of a rose. We shall call her Briar Rose.
We will give her a great feast in her honor. It will be her naming ceremony. We will invite all the lords and the ladies in the land as special guests. We must invite four good fairies to be our little daughter's godmothers.
The naming ceremony was a wonderful occasion. Everyone was very happy as they gathered around the cradle.
Now that the feast is over, it is time for us to present the little princess with our special gifts. I gave this beautiful child the gifts of joy. I give the little princess the gift of kindness. My gift to Briar Rose is to get gift of wisdom.
Just as the youngest fairy was waving her wand over the cradle, the door to the great hall was flung open. In came a wicked fairy.
Why didn't you invite me? Why was I left out? I will get even with you all. The princess will prick her finger on a spinning wheel and die.
Everyone gasped in horror as the wicked fairy stomped out of the great hall.
I have not made my wish yet. I cannot undo the wish of another fairy, but I can change it a little. This is my wish for the little princess. If she pricks her finger on a spinning wheel, she will not die. She will sleep for 100 years instead.
This cannot happen to my daughter. I order that all the spinning wheels in the castle be burned.
The little princess grew up without knowing what a spinning wheel was. As the years went by, every wish that the good fairies made came true. Briar Rose grew wiser and more joyful every day. She was always kind and loving. Rose bushes as beautiful as the young princess bloomed around the castle. The king and the queen hardly ever thought about the wicked fairy's wish.
Briar Rose is nearly 16 years old. We will have a splendid party for her birthday.
Today is my birthday. I am so excited about the party that I can't stay here in my rooms. I have to do something.
Briar Rose ran along the castle passages and up some windy stairs. She came to a little room at the top of a narrow church.
I have never been here before. I will just turn this key and peep inside the room.
To her surprise, Briar Rose saw an old woman who was really the wicked fairy, sitting beside a strange-looking object.
Come in, my dear. Come in.
What are you doing?
I am spinning. Come over here and try.
As Briar Rose reached out to touch the spinning wheel, she pricked her finger on the spinning wheel. She fell to the ground. The wicked fairy gave